Interpol with See Out Loud. Before that, Lost Boys by Phoebe Bridgers. And before that, Empath by Russian Circles on this first edition of, oh, they have a new album coming out on Syrup Moose Radio. I like to scroll through on Apple Music and see what's coming out and go, oh, that's exciting. I didn't know they had something coming out. Anybody else do that? Maybe. I don't know. Whatever. If you missed any of it, you also missed there's a new one from the Strokes, and we're going to hear some new Weezer and Dinosaur Jr. So all kinds of good stuff. And as I mentioned before, we're not really going to get into much news wise if for no other reason than I haven't really done any digging around, and I would rather not go off half cocked, because, you know, I think we all talk too much without knowing anything. So next week maybe I'll try and do a more political show. But this week, we're going to listen to music together. And I hope that that's fine. And if it's not, I suppose there's other shows. But, you know, finish listening to this one first, I think, would be very cool of you. Yeah, I mentioned at the end, or at the beginning, or at the beginning, I mentioned in the last segment that the upcoming album from yours truly, from Megafauna, the self-titled album, is now available for pre-order on Bandcamp and Ampwall. It comes out in September, but there are a few singles there that you can check out. And, you know, if it makes a little pre-order money, maybe there's a physical edition. Wouldn't that be something? I would sure like that. Either way, I hope you go check it out. It's themegafauna.bandcamp.com or .ampwall, or megafauna.ampwall.com, or just go to themarsh.ca and you'll see there's links there all over the place. But again, that's out in September. We're also on Syrup Moose Records releasing Eternity by DCX 9000, which is very exciting. And we just released Glory Days by Kyle Burnett. Links to all of that over on themarsh.ca. I hope you'll check it out. And while you're there, sign up for the newsletter. Click on support and you will see. You just need your email address and we can go for it. All right. And yeah, I'm very excited about the new version of The Marsh. And I hope that you enjoy it and we'll check it out, because there's lots of cool stuff there. Make sure you get your submissions in for Skulk and Glyph, the two zines from themarsh.ca. Glyph is for folks based in Port Alberni, BC, which is my hometown. And Skulk is for folks in the Skeena-Bulkley region. I've started to get some submissions for both, and I'm hoping that we will have our second issue of Skulk soon, and our first issue of Glyph soon. So check those out. I would be very grateful. And Glyph is really cool. It's a partnership I'm doing with the fine folks over at Cloud City Apparel in Port Alberni, which was very cool to get that message and sort of do a little bit of brainstorming together. And yeah, I think it's going to be very, very cool. I'm really excited about what I've already received for that one. And we definitely just need more, and we can get things to the printers, I suppose. Yeah. All right. So there you go. There's all your marching orders. Basically, just go to themarsh.ca and check out what's going on over there. I am recording this on Sunday, so I was going to say, if you're at Midsummer, go and see CICK at the Big Yellow Cabin. But by the time you hear this, that's over. So, you know, sometimes I forget how time works because I record these in advance. So, anyway. All right, we got a new one here from Weezer because, hey, they have a new album coming out. Who knew? Called Shine Again. And I haven't heard this one yet. So actually, I haven't really heard any of these yet. I just kind of picked them because, you know, well, let's check them out together. Why not? Anyway, yeah, this is our, they have a new album coming out segment. And this is brand new stuff from Weezer with Shine Again. And you hear some Dinosaur Jr. after that. And then we'll be back on Syrup Moose Radio.
Yeah.
Dinosaur Jr. with Several Got Away. Before that, Weezer with Shine Again on this very first installment of, oh, they have a new album coming out on Syrup Moose Radio. And an unintentionally keeping it light episode because I have been extraordinarily busy. Doing what? Doing other things. So, whatever. The next chunk of the show is an entirely CanCon, entirely full of Canadian content that I went through. One of the things I like to do in prepping for the show is go through Bandcamp and see what's new in British Columbia. So everything that I'm going to play next is from the last couple of weeks released in BC, where I'm from. I like the idea that because this show airs across Canada and even around the world with Untidy Radio, I love the idea that I'm able to share unusual bands from this place that I'm from. It used to be, I'll acknowledge too, this used to be a much heavier show in terms of like the music that I played. It was, it was easy to classify as a metal show. And as time's gone on, it's become a bit more like my own preferences for genre, which is whatever scratches a particular itch inside my brain. Because I don't think, I think that being sort of obsessed with a single genre is a waste of your time. And why would you want to waste your time? There's so much cool stuff out there that we miss if we're only interested in a particular genre. And, it's interesting, too. I saw someone was on Instagram was sort of talking about they get comments about how if you... It was a Bookstagram person who does a lot of talking about horror books and, has said that they'll get comments from people when they're talking about something that's not a horror book, and it is, talking about them being sort of somehow traitorous to the genre by listening to other things, or not being a real fan. And it probably adds to that this person is a woman, and let's be real, that creates a whole other layer of gatekeeping. But to say that, you're not a fan if you listen to something else or read something else or watch something else is absolutely bananas. And if that's the attitude that you have, consider pulling your head out of your ass, because it's unnecessary. We don't need to gatekeep anything from anybody. And in fact, these things only get better as we bring in more people. When we bring more people in and allow more people to be a part of these communities and fandoms or whatever, inevitably you start to get new and interesting ideas, because these people are bringing their own preferences and their own things into these spaces. So if something that bothers you is when someone doesn't exclusively watch or read or listen to a certain genre, then you have a problem and you need to get over it, because frankly, you're the worst kind of person. All right, we're going to check out some stuff here from an artist called Effortless. This is the beginning of my Bandcamp explorations for the week. The song is called 2-2-2-2-2-2-2. I had to count that with part one. And the album is 2-2-2-2-4-4-4-4, I believe. Again, it'll all be on the playlist over on Smithers Radio, and anything that is available, I do create playlists on Apple Music for folks who want to skip all the annoying talking and just get to the music part. Anyway, we're going to check that out. That'll bring us to the end of the hour, and when we come back from the hour, you'll hear some Perfume Tree and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, Effortless on Syrup Moose Radio. Effortless. We'll be right back. listening to Syrup Moose Radio, a show from 90.